I'm Lulu Garcia Navarro in Mexico City, where an election is about to take place in a week.
Lulu, I spend so much time thinking about what's driving voters here in America. Tell me, what is driving voters down in Mexico?
Yeah, it's not President Trump's immigration policies. It's not even the economy. It's actually violence, Sue. More than 29,000 people were killed in this country last
year. Wow.
I know. That's been a record. And this year, it's on track to be even more. And people are just tired. They're scared. More than 100 candidates and election workers have been assassinated in this election cycle alone. And, you know, everyone I've spoken to said it's out of control.
What are the forces driving that level of violence in the country?
Well, as you can imagine, it's the drug war. But the thing that's really been interesting is that even people who are not connected to the drug trade have been touched by violence. You know, 96% of reported crimes in Mexico go unpunished. There's complete impunity, and it's shaping this election. So I'm going to tell you a story that really illustrates this problem. It's a story about a retired school teacher who is missing and presumed murdered. His name is Albino Quiroz Sandoval, and his disappearance took place in the quaint cobblestone village of Tepoztlán, about 2 hours from Mexico City. We arrive at a modest, whitewashed home with mango trees in the yard. Juan Carlos Quiroz is the missing school teacher's son. He takes us inside where we meet his family, and over breakfast he tells us that his father was out running an errand and never came home.
He disappeared last year in March 16th, 2017.
Quiro says as the hours ticked by, his first thought was that his father had been kidnapped. Why was your initial impression that it could be a kidnapping? I mean, for people who don't live in Mexico, why would your thoughts go there?
People may think that kidnapping targets the rich, but it actually targets everyone. You could be a professional or a retiree and still suffer these things. So that was just my instinct.
His fear is actually based in fact. The Mexican government says that since 2007, at least 37,000 people have disappeared here. So the family went out into the town to look for the missing dad and found his parked car, but no sign of him. They filed a police report and asked the neighbors for help, but people in Mexico these days are afraid.
People are not trusting everybody. It's very strange, but there is this trust in this community. It indicates that the community is broken. I mean, people don't feel compelled to share what they know. They don't know if they are going to get into trouble.
They're afraid to speak out because they don't know the consequences? Because
they don't know the consequences.
They don't know who might be behind a certain action and
yes.
They might become implicated?
Yes. Or they don't know who did it. And if whoever did it has any power to harm more people or come after them.
The Quiroz family was relentless, though, in trying to gather information.
But just to be clear, you had to do the investigation here. And you sort of had to put the pieces together.
Mostly, yeah.
Quiroz says the evidence he found points to a local lawyer, an ex-cop who had been targeting many older people in the community with a sob story about an injured child in the hospital. Quiroz says his dad had given money to the man several times, apparently touched by his story because their family had lost a child to a house fire many years ago. Quiroz believes his dad went to ask for the money back right before he disappeared, and a witness did come forward to say they'd seen his father being beaten by the lawyer. The lawyer was eventually arrested, but he hasn't even been charged, and he's appealing his detention. He claims he's innocent. Quiroz says the prosecutor in the case has been incompetent, and the family is wondering what has happened as no body has been recovered. Quiroz says he only wants the trial to start so that everyone can have their day in court.
So let me ask you, what does this tell you about the situation in Mexico writ large? You've lost your father. He's missing
for 15 months.
You think you have a suspect in custody, but you haven't been able to present any of the evidence against him.
Yes.
What does this say to you?
It's a terrible situation. Over 100,000 murders over the last decade. We have close to 40,000 disappearances. And in the vast majority of these cases, there are no leads to bring the culprits to justice. And that's a huge crisis. I mean, that's terrible. But we're leaving this on the other side. We are in a situation where we have a lot in our favor. We identified a subject. We have witnesses. It just takes forever because there are too many cases in the system, and because the people, the police, the judges, the lawyers, they are not doing their job. So it turns into just moving papers along, and they don't look at what's at stake. And that just complicates getting justice.
This election has been called the anger vote. People here are tired of the spiraling violence and a government that seems unable to stop it. And if the polls are to be believed, a 64-year-old leftist leader who's run for the presidency twice previously is set to win. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, nicknamed AMLO, is promising dramatic change. At a recent rally in a dangerous neighborhood in Mexico City, AMLO said violence is out of control. We must change strategies, he said, so that there will be peace. It can't just be the use of force. You can't fight fire with fire, he said. Violence with violence. The most humane and efficient way to deal with violence is by combating poverty. It's a message that resonates with voter Lucia Cardomo, who was at the AMLO rally. She says, we want radical change. We are tired of the same old thing.
People believe, and people also want to believe in him.
Carlos Bravo Regidor is a political analyst and an expert on AMLO. AMLO has been talking about these same issues since he first ran in 2006, and Regidor says it's a message whose time has come.
He has been, you know, saying over and over again that the three main problems in Mexico are corruption, violence, and poverty. It's surprising in a way that, you know, in 12 years, Mexico has changed a lot. But López Obrador has been, you know, talking about these issues ever since. Well, this was López Obrador's time to be right.
So AMLO has diagnosed the problem, but what are his solutions? Alfonso Durazo is AMLO's top security advisor. In an exclusive interview with NPR, he told us first that the drug war up until now has been a failure.
Ha fracasado. Toda vez.
The idea has been to use the military to target cartel leaders, the big fish. They've captured 120 cartel leaders, and yet security has not improved. In fact, it's gotten worse because the cartels have fractured, and they're fighting among themselves over territory.
AMLO wants to get the foot soldiers out of the drug war, so he's proposed an offer of amnesty. Durazo said it won't be extended to the drug dealers, but rather the hundreds of thousands of subsistence farmers who cultivate drugs, and the drug mules, and the kids who act as lookouts. And in what could signal a more combative stance towards the United States, Durazo also faults America for Mexico's violence.
In el caso de Estados Unidos.
The United States must control its demand for drugs and also stop the illegal trafficking of guns from the U.S. to Mexico, which is what gives firepower to organized crime. These are high-caliber weapons that exceed those used by our own armed forces. Mexico is paying the highest price in this drug war, which is the blood of its people.
Ultimately, he said, it's not only about the drug war, but rather everyday crime and a culture of impunity in this country.
Estará al servicio de la policía.
We have to help our police forces with training and equipment too, because the vast majority of violence in this country is not caused by organized crime. It's assaults, extortion, robbery, kidnapping, vehicle theft.
Back in Tepoztlán, Juan Carlos Quiroz's mom, Marisela, points to pictures of her missing husband.
De cuando lo desaparecieron.
Marisela still wonders if he's alive.
Porque digo, no sé qué le hicieron a mi esposo. No sé dónde está.
I don't know what they did with my husband, she said, where he is. I don't know if he's afraid, if he's alive, if he's hungry, if he's cold. She's left, she says, with a terrible yearning and a dread that keeps her waiting.
Esta casa, siento que quedó sin alma.
With tears running down her face, she says, this house no longer has a soul. I stay here, but I prefer to be anywhere else. I can't lie underneath the sheets. I lay on top because before, he covered me. I felt the heat of his body. And now, even if I hug one or two or three pillows, there's nothing. Those are my days and nights. It's agony and despair. I ask her son,
do you think you can get justice in Mexico today?
It's very difficult. We have trusted the system over these past 15 months. I mean, yeah, we don't have a perfect situation, but we have a lot of things that can work. If we demand that the police, that the prosecutors, that the judges do their job, I think we can change things.
He says he doesn't believe any of the candidates will bring that change. He believes that it has to come from the people pushing things forward. He says his mother, though, takes a different view and will be voting for Andrés Manuel López Obrador because she wants something new.
¿Y mi hijo todavía confía en las leyes?
She tells me quietly, my son trusts in the law and believes there will be justice. But the way things are going, I don't believe. I just don't.